Well, we had a great holiday. I think everybody had a really good time. On New Year's Eve, we're blessed with, we hope it's because of our media campaign and getting the word out here on the radio and so on, but we actually only posted 13 calls for fireworks violations on New Year's Eve night and 17 that were handled by BPD patrol on New Year's Day, which is down a great deal from what we used to see just a few years ago of well over 50 or more for just the night.
Out of curiosity, when did the law come into effect that fireworks were outlawed within Bryan city limits?
Well, that's the thing. The city ordinance has been on the books for many, many years. And I'm hoping that part of why we're seeing a lot less is just people are getting more educated about the dangers of having them and using them in a confined area like the city where people are really close together. I have to hope that a little bit of it's because that Bryan Broadcasting and other media people have helped us get the word out about those dangers and teach more people about it. Fires during the holidays. We did have some fires, unfortunately, during the holidays that we had to deal with. We don't mind dealing with them, but we hate to see anybody have a problem like that during the holidays, especially. But we did have some. On December 30th, about 8 o'clock in the morning, 108 South Parker, we had a residential fire. The origin of this fire was candles. They were too close to a bed and draperies, caught the draperies on fire. This is something that you and I and Bill have talked about over and over again, about the dangers of candles not being monitored and put in safe place and put in some sort of container that's going to prevent them from being able to get to a flammable fire source. These people had gone to sleep with the candle still burning. They were too close to fabric draperies and so on. So this is some of the stuff we've talked about. 2108 Rivendell Court on Christmas Eve, one of my partners from the office investigated a residential fire there. The origin was determined to be a fireplace structural failure of the building.
Please tell me a little bit more about fireplace structural failure.
There was a period of time in the past when the codes were much less stringent than they are now in the building of the fireplace area of the houses. The codes that we build under and that we inspect under have tightened up to try to enhance safety of the individuals living in those either living in the residences or working in the commercial buildings. That's what the codes are for. Back in the 70s into the 80s, sometime in that time frame, there was an open spacing around the fireplaces that unfortunately they were allowed to build with some combustible materials in there. The combustible materials, if there is a break in the fireplace flue or in the connection between it and the brickwork, you can get fire into those spaces, and that's where the structural failure comes in. One of the things that we've talked about many times on the show on Thursday afternoon is the importance of having professional fireplace cleaning and inspection people come into your home once a year and inspect your fireplace and clean it and look for things like the beginning of some sort of crack or some sort of breaking down of seams or something like that that would give them the idea that you may end up with this problem, thus preventing it. These people are typically called chimney sweeps, and you can look them up under chimneys, fireplaces in the Yellow Pages and find people who do this kind of work. 1590 North Harvey Mitchell Parkway, this was mine, New Year's morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning. This was an arson fire, more than one arson fire at one complex. This was Machine Works on North Harvey Mitchell Parkway at 1590. The arsonist set fire to the City of Bryan dumpster on that property, as well as two vehicles. One vehicle was totally destroyed. The other vehicle only had damage to some contents. The arsonist also burglarized three vehicles total, breaking into the two that they attempted to light on fire and one other, doing damage to it. That one is still under investigation, and if anybody knows anything about it or learns anything about that particular fire, please call me at 209-5960 and pass that information on. 3,000 block of Villa Maria Road. RV residence. A couple, family was using an RV, a recreational vehicle, as a residence there at the RV park. They had an explosion, and one of the children had burns to an arm. That fire is still under investigation by our office. Year-end statistics on fire EMS calls for the city of Bryan. We have surpassed last year's stats. Last year, we had 9,126 calls that we responded to and took care of. These are a combination fire EMS, all rolled into one number. This year, we passed that up by 291 calls, and we had 9,417 calls for this year.
So is that good or bad?
Depends on how you look at it. We've helped folks 291 more times. Unfortunately, something happened where they needed our assistance, and those are not usually good things that happen. So kind of depends on how you look at it.
What are some of the reasons that there was an increase?
Well, I'd like to think that people are trying to be as safe as they always were, and that this increase is because of growth of the city more than anything else. When you have growth of the city and more people living here, more people working here, you're going to have more accidents and more accidental situations that come up. Hopefully, because people have been very careful and because we're getting the word out about safety and they're listening to us and they're responding by doing things safer, that this number is not higher than it is.
Is there a website for people who'd like more information?
Absolutely. They can always go to the bryantx.gov website, look under departments. There's fire. You can click on that link and see stuff that we have on the site. There's other links from that. If you have any calls, any questions, any comments, any information for us, you can always call 209-5960, and we can be reached there in the marshal's office.